The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Todd and Tyler, wherever you go, with the Todd and Tyler app.
Stream live.
Get podcasts and more.
It's free in your app store.
So download it now.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, from the McCalkin family, Barry got back to us, by the way. Barry's a guy that met a girl on Tinder. He bangs her on the side from her husband. She's into the EMT. What is it?
Ethical non-monogamy.
ENM.
He does what he does, too. I mean, the guy's a past, too, I guess. We haven't played together, but we never talk about either. I'm not sure that I have a label. She introduces me as her sweetie to him and his friends. Like I said, we go out on dates, farmer's market, planning big friends' weekend trip. It's obviously getting laid, too. I'm all new to this. I'm just going with it.
He's the side piece. Or does she have other side pieces? In which case, he'd be
one
of the side pieces.
Gary Curtis, where the Gary, you lived in L.A. for a long time. Was there a swinging crowd out
LA's
there?
L.A.'s always ahead of the trend. Was the ethical non-monogamy a thing before it gravitated toward the Midwest? Were you aware?
I'd like to start this conversation by saying, first of all, I love my fiance.
I knew you could do that. Yeah. But I'm guessing, as a good-looking dude out there, that you were probably asked to do something, right?
You know, I don't think there's a lot of ethics in Los Angeles. So, yeah, I think the ethical part was probably missing. But I think there was also that, too. I've, once or twice. There's been, I'd say...
Couples walk up to you?
Married people are more likely... to be a little more outgoing than single people are.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And they will approach you or both of you? Or both.
He's being careful.
I've never been approached while with a woman.
Okay.
Oh, okay. They want you to come in and just be the guy.
Is this after the comedy show like we hear Cameron talk about and then Nick argue with him? Like, no, that doesn't happen?
Wait, Cameron's been... propositioned after a comedy show.
Well, he told us. The Cameron's like, you know how people come up to you after shows and say this? Like, no. No, I don't.
Well, Cameron could be a novelty, too. Short, smoking looking guy.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. So,
he's exotic.
And you're just a white dude, man.
Cam has some talent.
Gary's got the black thing going for him.
Yeah.
That's Barry didn't say if he was a black dude. I kept asking if he's a bull, but he didn't say that.
I don't think he's a bull. That doesn't sound like a bull situation.
No, it doesn't.
No. Because
a bull, the guy's watching. Right.
Right. That sounds like something they maybe wanted to put Gary into.
Yeah.
I love my fiance.
Yeah. Well, that Barry said that the husband in that relationship has people on the side, too.
Sure.
Yeah, he did. He's allowed to play too, right?
I wonder if the husband brings those women around his wife, the wife does with him.
Sounds like everybody's pretty open about it.
Yeah, jealousy whatsoever in those situations.
Doesn't sound like they really hang out. It sounds like they've met.
I'd say that he said they were planning some big weekend trip with everybody.
Oh,
so.
Really? Okay. Well, whatever works for him.
One big sweaty pile of everybody.
And would this girl be cool if he started banging her husband's side pieces?
Oh, because you're right. He just started looking around.
Yeah, it's weird, though, because I was listening on the way in. Yeah. It's like you said, there's for a community engaging in such wild acts. right. there's a ton of rules, which is so weird.
Yeah. yeah. I know. Well, you heard Dick say that. There's all kinds of rules.
Well, and it seems like the rules are, you know, they change couple to couple.
Yeah, it's like house rules.
Yeah.
and right. you never really yeah. know what the rules are. It's like when you play with your toddler and they just win all the time.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's like you have to establish everybody's rules every time you meet somebody new. Like, well, your rules are probably different than this guy's. You know,
right.
you never know.
Exactly.
Everybody's
right.
got their own set of circumstances.
But here's the deal.
Certain holes are considered cheating.
I get going over and just taking care of the chick sexually and vice versa. But farmer's market, you kidding me? No way.
She must be doing something real good to him.
Yeah, if he's going to go to the farmer's market with a girl he's banging on the side, man, that's kind of
that works great. That works out great for the husband. The husband doesn't have to go to the farmer's market.
Yeah, but when you were really young, didn't you date multiple women?
I mean, I think you kind of have to.
Yeah. Well, I didn't date much. I just kind of bounced around and I met people, but yeah.
Well, yeah, you dated after marriage.
Right.
Like you did it the other way around.
But, you know, again, I never really had any kind of relationship, but I know a lot of people have, you know, date several people at one time. Well, how's that different?
This is an established, like, a marriage. Well, because a long-term couple that's opening it up and bringing other people in
This is obviously a swinging thing situation, Todd. But you remember, we talked about it before. You date somebody until they say, is this exclusive? Then you go, I guess it is now.
Right. Is this consensual?
Yeah. I messed up once, said this consensual.
I wonder how many of these relationships are open the entire time and how many of them are like, hey, we're exclusive, and then they open them up after that.
Oh, you mean windows close, windows open?
Yeah. Or if it's always open.
Yeah. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, they're all, like I said, Gary's got a good point. For a group of people that, you know, just are going against the grain of society, there's a lot of rules, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, house rules. It's like Monopoly. Like, sometimes you get 500 bucks when you lay on free parking.
Let me also reiterate what Gary said. He loves his fiance very much.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
And just like Monopoly, somebody's always cheating.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Gary playing the role of John Beasley now.
Yeah.
I love my wife.
Narcan available at Walmart out in the open. So you can just pick it up, Nick, and go to the self-checkout.
So you don't need a prescription for it.
No. No, I think they've worked really hard to make that more widely available recently.
Patrick says we keep Narcan on hand. He works at a racetrack.
Okay.
You know, you don't want one of the drivers ODing.
No.
Especially in the middle of a race.
Yeah.
Oh, and I managed to be a Boy Scout, an altar boy, without being played with. Priest embezzled a bunch of stuff, and the scout leader slept with my mom, though.
All right.
All right.
Damn.
He dodged a few bullets there, then.
Yeah, you know. He did.
The pedophile bullets.
I'm
with the Boy Scouts at a Catholic
church. What are the odds of getting a straight Boy Scout leader?
Guarantee you.
No, non-pedophile.
I just wanted to bang your mom, not
you. The priest
you.
Got penalized worse by the church for embezzling than he would have if he would have diddled 100 boys.
Certainly.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Certainly.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the money.
His mom's into neckerchiefs.
That's what the boys are for.
No, leave it on.
Gary, you went to a good Catholic high school, didn't you? Because I played basketball, right?
Yeah,
good school,
I did.
They make you do a bunch of crap in school?
My first high school was crazy. St. Benedict's in North. Because it was an all-boys school. It was almost all black.
Suits?
And they did it very differently, though, because we were like a prep school in the hood.
Okay.
But so we did have to wear a shirt and tie, but like we got to pick whatever shirt and tie that we wore.
Cool. Okay. You have some of your own sense of fashion in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a tie that looked like a fish.
Yeah, there were a lot of those.
Yeah. A lot of brothers wear those, Todd. Yeah,
you can't go wrong with that one.
Oh, I think you can.
Yeah.
I think you can.
But that school was wild. That school had us do, like, freshman year, there were two, like, big initiation things. And, like, the first one was called the Freshman Overnight.
Right.
And they have, our freshman class was made, like, 140 people. They have all the freshmen, you have to stay at the school overnight from Monday through Friday.
And just dudes too,
and
right?
You are, yeah, all dudes. Wow. And it's kind of like almost like military style where we have to line up, we have to do classes together. They kind of teach you the whole like brotherhood, you are one thing. Where we had like we had this crazy athletic director who was on crutches, and he would like tell everybody to do like push-ups or jumping jacks at the same time.
Yeah.
And if somebody like kept going and went one over, he would throw his crutch at him.
Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Freak, man.
And then
were there like dorms were you just sleeping on the gym floor on a sleeping bag for a week?
Gym floor and a sleeping bag.
Man, that's brutal. Sucks.
So that was like the start of it, and then the end to like quote unquote graduate from freshman year.
Right.
We had to do something called the trail where they put us into groups of eight or nine, and we had to hike the Appalachian Trail.
How far?
For 5 days and four nights, 55 miles.
Whoa. Wow.
Good.
Wow.
God.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Insane.
That's a long walk, man.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun, though. We wouldn't trade it for the it was so much fun.
That'd be fun. You know, ninth grader.
I bet you scared a lot of white people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a whole pack of them coming down the trail.
A whole pack of them.
Yeah, you can't refer to us as a pack of them.
A pack of them.
You can't. The
scared white people would think that. Come on.
A whole pack of them. Jesus Christ, Bush. That's funny.
So funny.
Good God.
That is a good.
The scared white people. That's what they were thinking.
Well, there's a lot of white earthies walking to Appalachia. I mean, I'm familiar with the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, sure.
It goes right through my old area. But and I've walked a little bit of it, not that far.
And it's my understanding the white people are much scarier on the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, yeah. They're the ones that murder you. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Jeez. How many kids?
55 miles, though. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah. We had to, at night, some people would try to like scare people because we would all set up our tents around the same place. And like some people would try to scare people and act like bears. And we just scared people by acting like white people.
So there's no pedophilia happening at your Catholic high school that you would know that you knew?
Nah, not at our high school.
Okay.
And if they did, they covered it up well.
Yeah.
They banged a guy with a fish tie for sure.
That's how they spotted him.
I hope there was no fish ties. God, I hope there were no fish ties.
Gary Kurt is with us. He's with Nick doing some comedy this weekend, Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, Friday night we're doing the late show at the Funny Bone, and Saturday we'll be at Backswing Brewing in Lincoln.
Did we bring up the fact that you had a life-changing experience after the live show?
The love show, you called it, by the way.
Yeah, no, we can talk about the love show.
Okay.
I guess that's
All right. There's a great photo, the group photo of us on stage. You're right next to me with our arms around each other. We're all kind of hanging there. And I'm blitzed at this point. I know that.
What?
You and I are looking at each other. You're laughing. I remember that photo like it was yesterday. It was only 3 weeks ago. It's a great photo, though.
Yeah.
We had a great time that
day. You were propping him up is what you were doing, Gary. I mean, let's face it.
Hey, whatever it was, I wasn't as drunk as Todd, man.
No, somebody was propping Todd up, too. Right. I forget who was next to Todd.
Peter Macon's going to phone the program. Actor Peter Macon from the new Planet of the Apes movie, and also Tom Arnold and Monica Casey. They got a podcast together called something about a divorce. Right?
Divorce party.
All right, come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.